Good afternoon. I first want to apologize for our tardiness. I know we'll be holding you guys up, so I just want to say thank you for waiting on this, making sure that I'm officially an Atlanta Falcon, and I'm very excited about the journey ahead of me these next three seasons, especially what Coach Smith and his staff has put together. First-class organization. Just had an unbelievable lunch with Mr. Blank, and I mean, from the moment that I verbally committed to this organization, I have not been treated, I haven't been treated as well by anybody like I have by Mr. Blank and in this organization. I've had a chance to talk with Coach Smith as well. We chat a little bit about the offense, you know, the mentality, the philosophy of this offense, as well as being having a chance of texting with Ryan, and he's overseas right now, but he welcomed me to the team. I mean, I could go on and on about what you guys have done over the last five seasons. I've admired from afar. And to be at this point in my career where winning is most important, I believe this will be a great chance for me to finish out my career with an opportunity of doing some special things and you know, putting an exclamation point to what I've accomplished so far in St. Louis. And, you know, speaking of St. Louis, I can't look forward without, you know, thanking that organization, Mr. Kroenke, and what they've allowed me to do. The Frontier family drafted me in 2004, allowing a dream of mine to become a reality. And what I've been able to accomplish over the last 9 years and the relationship I built in that community, you know, I still plead to those that are left undone. I believe I'm a man of my word, and I want to assure them that in the community that they still have my support, as well as new relationships I plan on building here in Atlanta. We have unbelievable passion for the community and wanting to help out, especially with children and education. So to those that are wanting to reach out to us, that's our goal, that's our focus, and what I love and believe in. Other than that, here I am, Atlanta Falcon.
Question. Yes, Stephen, could you talk about the transition of, you know, knowing that, hey, you get ready to move on and the process which you went through to pick the Falcon?
Well, the process was something that I took very serious. I wanted to make sure I took my time with it. We had a number of teams that we were looking at for potential organization of going to. But if you just look at what this organization has done, especially over the last 5 years, being the only NFC team to post winning seasons 5 years in a row, to have come so close this past NFC Championship only 10 yards away from going to the Super Bowl, the philosophy, I think what Coach Smith brings, it just really made a lot of sense. It looked like a marriage that it just meant to happen.
Stephen, first of all, welcome to Atlanta.
Thank you.
Is there any way you can describe what it's been like for you over the course of your career? You went to the playoffs your rookie year, and since then, you know, absolutely nowhere near the playoffs, unfortunately, except for the time you guys played for the division final game of the season. But can you talk about just how much misery, I guess, that experience has been like?
Well, you know what? I won, you know, being a competitor, and we're in the business of winning and losing, you know, that's unfortunate that, you know, I had to spend a lot of time on losing teams. But in that, I found how strong I was. I wouldn't – going through those seasons, I wouldn't have given myself that much credit for being a strong person and having the will that I displayed if I didn't go through it. I didn't think I was capable of doing that. But once you put in the fire, the only way to respond is to respond in the way I think I did, and that's, you know, being resilient. Never looking at the scoreboard, just playing to his, you know, all zeros on the scoreboard and seeing the outcome. And I have a never die attitude. That is something that I plan on bringing to this team. They don't need much. They're already a good team, even if I didn't join the organization. So I try to bring leadership and that relentlessness to this team and hopefully continue in their winning ways.
Part of your game that sets you apart or maybe makes you more unique than other backs around the league?
well, being 240 pounds, breakaway speed, and a tenacity to never say quit.
Tell us the Tony Gonzalez coming back, age of decision to come here.
I'm sorry.
Tony Gonzalez, tell us him coming back, he's got to realign himself with his team, age of decision to come here.
It definitely made the decision a little easier knowing that Tony was coming back. To be able to play with a, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer, I think him getting his first win in his postseason kind of probably, you know, drove the fact that he wanted to come back. He knows how close you guys are to going to the ultimate goal and the winning the Lombardi Trophy. So to be able to be in a huddle with him in the locker room with these guys, I mean, the best receiver core in football, and with Matt Ryan, you know, leading the way, I'm very confident about, you know, the roster that we have, and looking forward to the bonding experience that we shall have.
So just as a follow up to that, were you a little more undecided in terms of where you wanted to go?
I was more undecided about maybe retiring. I really considered that, but you know, when I thought about all the things I've accomplished individually, that's not why I play football. I ultimately play football because, you know, it's a team sport, and it's hard, you know. It's hard to get a winning season, I can tell you that. So to admire what you guys have done and had the opportunity to join it, it was never about a me thing. That's why I chose to try to not drag it out in the media about my decision, but I really contemplated. I was torn between, do I continue to play football or do I retire? That's why one thing I admire about Barry Sanders. Well, you know, early in my career, I took great pride in being, you know, the bell cow, the one guy that you can always depend on. And I've learned that over the years, you do need some extra guys on the team to be successful in this league, and to just be another tool in the toolbox is quite all right with me. I look forward to seeing some of the spectacular plays that's going to happen in practice. You know, there's one thing about guys that make plays constantly. It seems like they make the better plays in practice. So I'm looking forward to sharpening my tools, learning from Tony, learning from those guys how to run routes. I enjoy doing that part of the game as well as protecting and working with the offensive line on blocking schemes.
As a guy who's played in the league for, I think, 9 years, can you just talk about how the Falcons are sort of perceived by players on other teams right now? And do you think you would have retired conceivably if you didn't have a chance to play for a team that, you know, sort of considered on the brink of
Well, the one thing about retirement is solely my decision. It wasn't influenced about who was, you know, in the running. If Atlanta, you know, decided to go with a different running back or go to the draft for a running back, you know, I take great pride in what's mine, and that's mine. But as far as how teams perceive, you know, this organization is with great respect. And, you know, me having this opportunity to join something that's already been built into something special, it means a lot that they open the doors to me. I was actually in Atlanta. I have an auntie that lives here, so I watched the NFC Championship from her living room. I particularly enjoy the playoffs, watching them. I have friends all over the NFL, so once I'm eliminated from it, I'm cheering for the guys that are my friends, you know, and I wanted them to succeed and experience the very thing we all, you know, set out for in our careers, that's to win a Super Bowl. I don't know. It's your perspective. Do you think I'm a good running back? I mean, it's left to the person. Everybody might not see it that way. But I think the Atlanta Falcons would still be good if I wasn't standing before you. Saying that I didn't play as hard? I'm sorry.
People know you played hard every game up there. So to say reinvigorated almost seems like the wrong word, because I don't think you had to be reinvigorated. What's the word
I'm not quite sure. You know, I think a lot of football fans just get a chance to see me that wasn't St. Louis Rams fans, you know. There's one thing to look at the stat line and see what I've compiled over the years, but to actually get a chance to see me, you know, before a national audience, I think it'd just be a little bit more eye-opening, you know, what I've been blessed to do. Well, I played the 49ers a number of times over the years, and I know they have a very tough defense, and what Kaepernick brings to them, I knew that they were down, but I had a feeling that they wasn't out, and, you know, the thing that was, you know, pretty much gut-wrenching. I'm watching it through professional eyes, but I'm sitting there with Atlanta Falcon fans. So I was just quiet enjoying the game, to be honest with you.
Do you think about the Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night games that probably do come now unreported to you before?
No, I don't, because, you know, once you're in the game, it's all about what defense I'm facing, what's the offensive scheme, and what I need to do to execute. Cameras are going to be there. Cameras are always watching, but more importantly, it's, you know, me executing my job. You know, Roddy is a good friend of mine. So I would definitely got a chance to know him over the years. I was definitely rooting for him. And he's an Oregon State Beaver. So I knew Quez when he was, a teenager. So to see him have that one run, we ran the guy over to midfield, I literally jumped off the couch. I was just excited. So I'm looking forward to working with him as well. Well, my family, we roll deep. I've always had family support, but just to have more family, it means a lot to me. And, everyone's pretty excited about this signing.
Steve, the fact that two of the teams that you played against the division made themselves even stronger this offseason, did that factor into that you could be a point to make this team even stronger?
Well, both those teams that you're referring to are very very good teams, and they have loaded up this offseason. But I still believe that, you know, this team, the Atlanta Falcons, have a lot of talent on this roster. They have the experience now being in the playoffs some years in a row. And I believe, you know, falling short in the championship game will bring them back even hungrier. Well, the ball doesn't get heavier as you carry it, so I have a lust. I'm sorry. So the carries and the yardage, the way I train, the way I keep up with myself, I don't believe it's going to have effect at all. My 3-year commitment to this city and to this organization, I look on going pretty strong the whole time I'm here. Yes, I'm particularly an inside zone runner. I take great pride in being patient and having good vision. And, you know, I try to explain it like taking a photograph. I take one photograph before the ball is snapping, and the second one as I'm getting the handoff from the quarterback, I'm reading the defensive line first, seeing if there's some type of particular stunt going on. And that if they're running a stunt, you naturally react and go the opposite way. But you got to get a feel for how the linebackers are playing you. Some are more over the top, want to funnel things to the outside, or some teams try to, surge the gap that they anticipate you running into. So after you get a feel for how a defense want to attack your running game, I'm able to, press and cut, what you're referring to.
Steven, any thoughts on what number you're
going to wear? Well, I have some negotiation to go on. I understand someone has 39 here. So, any one negotiation just now. Looking forward to a phone call and starting another one. So.
How about the wide receivers' ability to block downfield as well? I don't know how much you've been able to, what the reputation for
Yes, Julio and Roddy both do really good jobs of blocking downfield, getting on safeties. Whenever a running back has a big run, it's more so has something to do with the receivers blocking downfield. And when you ever get guys that are very talented, that are Pro Bowl guys, and having them, you know, be selfishly in their acts of wanting to be to do everything right, and that's when the team is better. And I think that's why the offense is so explosive, because you have guys willing to block for one another, guys not, you know, worrying about stats, but, you know, ultimately, you know, winning a game. I believe the running back sets the tempo of the game. I think he goes out there. He's not only an intimidator, but sometimes you just go out there and things are not going right. You just three and out and things are flat. It could be a 2-yard run, a 3-yard run, and if you have an aggressive type, intimidating run, that ignites the sidelines. It gets things back in focus. It's like hitting the reset button sometimes. So whenever you have an intimidating back, the guy that's a ground and pound, willing to set the tempo, it does a lot for a team overall.
How intimidating do you think you are?
Well, I have a nice smile, so I don't think I'm that intimidating. No, sir. It actually happened around 4 p.m. yesterday, Eastern time. You know, my agent called me saying that there's an offer on the table, and you know, we discussed the details of it, and I said, you know, let's go through, let's get this thing one last hoorah. And once I did that, I got on the phone, you know, with some people here in this room now, and everything happened. I mean, I literally packed in an hour and was able to get to the airport. No, I wasn't. I was really actually just taking my time. You know, we had some options out there. For whatever another, they didn't make sense. And the one I really wanted to happen, it happened. Yeah, you know, particularly in a guy's career, if your first thoughts are you want to secure yourself financially for your family, and, you know, if you're not lucky enough to already inherit being on a good team or in a good organization, that's the next thing you look for. And I've been blessed to, you know, to be going into my 10th season. I've accomplished a lot, and the one thing that I can say that when I write on my vision board, I write NFL champion. And since I was a 10-year-old boy, I've always wanted to hold up and hoist the Lombardi Trophy. And I've come to realize that, unlike a lot of sports, you need a very supportive group around you and beside you, and people that are willing to have the same goal in mind. And I believe this is what this team presents for me. I'm sure that their scouts are breaking down everything right now. It will be a little different than when you see a guy once every 4 years or every other year, that a team really becomes acclimated to your style and what you like to do, and particularly talking about the zone running. So it'll be fun to have a chance to be a part of a new rivalry. I understand, you know, the Saints are a big foe here, so. Come Sunday, and when Coach Smith said, this is a team we don't like, I understand.
Have you thought a little bit about that? Is the wait and see?
become vocal and demonstrative, whatever it is?
This team is full of leaders, so I would just come in, just show my work ethic, my dedication to the team, and show them that I'm not trying to be a coattail rider. I'm not trying to jump on the bandwagon last second, but I actually want to be a contributor.
All right, guys. All right, guys. Thank you.